Dr. Pinsky dictating email IME on September 17 regarding Brian, B-R-I-A-N, Cotelesa, C-O-T-E-L-E-S-A. Brian Cotelesa is a 45-year-old male who reports he injured his back at work on 1-9-21. Appeared he was lifting a metal can at that time. Appeared he did not go to the emergency room afterwards. Appeared he had further evaluation and treatment, including spinal fusion at L4-5 in August of 2021. Appeared he has completed his course of active treatment. Appeared the rest of that section is normal. New paragraph. You have advised that he had a prior workers' compensation claim filed for a 9/25/17 injury to the low back. Appear the claim resolved on 2/10/20 for 25% of partial total for residuals of an acute and chronic lumbar sacral sprain and strain with herniation at L4-5, comma, status post left L4-5 medial facetectomy, comma, L5 foraminotomy and laminotomy, with foraminal and far discectomy with decompression of lateral recess and traversing L5 nerve root. Period. In paragraph, scratch that. This clearly demonstrates the petitioner had a prior back problem and surgery that he currently denies. Period. In paragraph, as per the treatment record supplied, he was seen on 1/9/21 at urgent care. Pretty stated at about 2:30 a.m. he was lifting heavy cans and felt a pull in his lower back. Pretty he didn't feel much pain, so he kept working. Pretty however, around 4 a.m. he was lifting heavy metal trays and felt a greater pull in his lower back with excruciating pain. Pretty he finished his shift around 5 a.m. and went home to rest, taking ibuprofen. Pretty however, he then woke up at 12:30 p.m. and his pain level was 10/10. Pretty was having difficulty moving his left leg. Pretty noted a history of prior lumbar discectomy. Period. He was evaluated and diagnosed with a lumbar sprain and was placed out of work. Pretty was also referred to a specialist. Pretty x-rays showed minimal sparring along the lumbar spine and mild disc space narrowing at L4-5. Period, there were no acute findings. Period, new paragraph. On 1/18/20, he was seen orthopedically by Dr. Marple, M-A-R-P-L-E. She noted he had a history of a prior low back injury a few years ago, treated with injections and ultimately an L4-5 discectomy. Period, today he seemed to be experiencing an acute radiculopathy at the dermatome distribution that could be L3 through L5/S1 based upon his pain. Period, he was placed on a prednisone taper and was referred for an updated MRI. Period, physical therapy was also ordered. Period, on 1/19/21, he did undergo the lumbar MRI to be inserted. Period. He followed up with Dr. Marple and her colleagues, period, on 2/9/21. Dr. Patil, P-A-T-I-L, saw the petitioner, period. He recommended epidural steroid injection, period. His progress was monitored by Dr. Patil in conjunction with various injections, period. New paragraph on 7/6/21, he was seen by Dr. Sanfilippo, S-A-N-F-I-L-I-P-P-O, for a surgical consultation. Period, he had failed non-operative treatment for the past 7 months. Period, he was deemed to be a candidate for revision, decompression, and discectomy at L4-5. Period, however, this was a second surgery at that level and with significant facet arthropathy. He is looking at subsequent procedures if this is not stabilized at this time. Period. He did submit to surgery on 7/26/21 to be inserted here. Period. He had undergone approximately 5 epidural injections by Dr. Patil through that point. Period. He followed up postoperatively and had additional therapy. Period. New paragraph. A new MRI was done on 3/9/22 to be inserted here. Period. He continued to be followed by Dr. Sanfilippo through 2/8/22. Period. Mr. Cotalesa reported he was doing worse. Period. He has not only numbness and tingling down his left leg, which had been persistent since before the surgery, but now is in severe pain down both legs, on the left worse than the right. Period. Also has numbness in the saddle area and when he is having sexual relations the other night. Period. The numbness, he also has numbness around his penis. Period. Exam found negative straight leg raising maneuver and 5/5 strength with intact sensation to light touch. Period. He had limited range of motion. X-ray showed a graft to position anteriorly with bone graft behind in front of the graft. Period. The pedicle screws were in good position bilaterally without any evidence of halo or loosening. Period. He was still taking ibuprofen and gabapentin. Period. He was referred for the aforementioned MRI, which actually was completed on 3/9/22. Period. I have not received further notes from Dr. Sanfilippo documenting the petitioner followed up with him after the MRI. Period. New paragraph. Prior records show Mr. Cotalesa filed a claim petition relative to an event of 9/25/17. Period. He was transferring a box about 50 pounds from one pallet to another and injured his back. Period. He received treatment that will soon be summarized. Period. On 2/10/20, he had an order approving settlement that will be reinserted from above. Period. New paragraph. He was evaluated by Dr. Cataldo by Dr. David on 9/18/19. Period. He offered 75% permanent partial total to the lumbar spine. Period. He was also seen orthopedically by Dr. Barr on 10/14/18. Period. He noted surgery had been performed by Dr. Testiuti, but did not relieve his leg pain. Period. He has constant leg pain on the left and intermittent right leg pain. Period. He had been out of work for 6 months at his former employer, but then was able to go back to work full duty. Pretty presently was working for Black Horse Carriers as a tractor-trailer driver. Period. Dr. Bohr noted that Dr. Paul had administered several lumbar epidural injections. Period. Surgery was done by Dr. Testiuti on 'an unspecified date that will be inserted here, period, on 11/15/17, an MRI showed bulging disc with superimposed small left foraminal disc herniation, period. He continued to see Dr. Testiuti through 5/14/18, period. After evaluation, Dr. Bauer offered an assessment of 7.5% permanent partial disability, period. He was already working full duty without restrictions, period. Physical exam. Extremities upper, there was white grout on his fingers and forearms, but no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. compare the rest of that as normal, extremities lower. He had a varying subjective sensory loss, appeared to have decreased pinprick sensation in the subumbilical area and left inguinal area, appeared to have decreased soft touch on the lateral calves and both feet. This was also the case with pinprick testing. Period. Manual muscle testing was 4+ for left hamstring strength, but was otherwise 5/5. Cervical normal, thoracic normal, lumbosacral inspection revealed a midline 3-inch longitudinal scar and a left paramedian longitudinal scar, consistent with his surgeries. Period. The latter was from the first surgery prior to the subject event and measured 3/4 inch. Period. He sat comfortably at 90 degrees lumbar flexion, but actively flexed to 70 degrees. Period. Extension, bilateral rotation, and side bending were accomplished fully. Period. The rest of that section is normal. Impressions. On 1/9/21, Brian Codalesi reportedly injured his back at work. Period. He currently indicates this was from lifting boxes. Period. According to your cover letter, he was pushing a steel donut box across the lot when it got stuck in a pothole and jerked, causing injury to his back. Period. This correlates with his claim petition indicating he was pushing a steel donut box across the lot that weighed about 200 pounds. Period. The wheel caught in a pothole and it fell forward, jerking him, causing injury. Period. However, when first presenting for treatment at Inspira Urgent Care, he did not convey this history. Period. He instead reported that he was lifting heavy cans and felt a pull in his lower back. Period. This is the same mechanism of injury that he currently supplies. Period. It was quickly ascertained he had a history of prior low back injury and surgery by Dr. Testiuti. Period. He was removed from work and initiated on conservative care. Period. New paragraph. He came into the care of Dr. Marple and her colleagues at Reconstructive Orthopedics. Period. Dr. Patil performed a series of lumbar epidural injections. Period. He remained symptomatic nonetheless. Period. MRI was done on 1/19/21 to be inserted here. Period. New paragraph. He submitted to surgery by Dr. Sanfilippo on 7/26/21 to be inserted here. Period. Postoperative MRI was done on 3/9/22 to be inserted here. Period. It does not appear the petitioner followed up afterwards. Period. In paragraph, prior records show the petitioner, in fact, had earlier MRI studies and surgeries to be inserted here. Period. The paragraph, his current exam found 2 healed surgical scars in the lower back consistent with his 2 surgical procedures. Period. He had diminished pinprick sensation in the subumbilical and left inguinal area, the pinprick sensation. But he also had decreased pinprick and soft touch sensation on the lateral aspect of each lower leg and shin and the entirety of each foot. Period. He had mild weakness in left hamstring strength, but was able to squat and rise using the same muscle groups. Period. He had mildly limited range of motion about the lumbar spine. Period. Both sitting and supine straight leg wisdom maneuvers were -4. Clinically significant dyspathology, spinal stenosis, or radiculopathy. Period. Incidentally noted more skin changes on the fingers and forearms, reflecting ongoing physically rigorous activities. Period. He does convey that he is still employed by the insured but is not currently working due to family leave. Period. He did not explain for what reason he is on family leave. Period. New paragraph. There is now 12.5% permanent partial total disability referable to the lower back. Period. As noted above, his baseline impairment is 7.5% as specified by Dr. Barr. Period. The additional 5% would be attributable to the progression of his baseline condition and subject injury treated by a second surgery. Period. End.